are you? Who are you?
This is the Crunch Show Radio Show. Crunch Show Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the WB.
I'm your host, Louis B. There we go. I don't censor myself or hold my tongue. I attack the issues that I don't agree with and I drag them into the light. Today won't be no different. We're going to be doing a news blitz, Tuesday news blitz. But I got a little rant. I got a little ranty rant to start the show off with. I just want to comment on a lot of 9/11 truth shows, a lot of 9/11 political shows, even a lot of conservative mainstream media news shows. Something that I've noticed that a lot of them are just a bunch of fear mongers. They just want to scare you, like shows like Alex Jones, Jack Blood. Unfortunately, because you know, hey, I like Jack. You know, Jack seem genuine to me. But, I mean, all these are either trying to fear-monger and try to, you know, get you to want to run and be in fear and start acting, you know, hastily. All hastily getting ready. You know, we gotta fight. We gotta get guns. We gotta get ammo. And you know what? I'm not saying, you know, don't be prepared. By all means, get your guns, get your ammo, get ready, get prepared. You never know when you're going to have to defend yourself. But the thing is, it's just, you know, scaring people does not solve the problem. What you want people to do is be willing to face the problem head on. And fear is not the way to do it. And maybe that's why they use scare tactics to do this. Maybe that's why. So that way you don't face the problem, you don't fight. And that's, I'm gonna get to the point. Because I'm constantly defending humor. I'm constantly defending true freedom of speech. Because there are these unwritten rules into doing Patriot Radio. Excuse me. You can't do this. You can't be like this. You can't. You know, and it's just hilarious to me. Just hilarious. You know, to the way they do things here. But, I mean, what I try to do on this show is I try to make you laugh at the situation. What I really want to try to do is expose how big of a joke this whole system is. This whole system of government, this whole, they're breaking my balls in the chat room now, in the CrowdShotRadio.com chat room. I want to be able to expose the whole big joke, not just a lie, Because it's not enough for you to be pissed off. You have to realize that there's nothing to be afraid of. And the only way to realize there's nothing to be afraid of is if you realize you're stronger than that thing. And what's the best way to realize, to learn that you're stronger than something, is if you're able to laugh at it, make fun of it, say something bad about its mother. I mean, if you could go up to Obama and say, you know what, you're nothing but a fucking, communist fucking motherfucker, and your mother was a porn star, which is true. His mama was a porn star. You know, you ain't nothing. You make them realize, like, oh shit, they're really not afraid. They're not taking our crap anymore. I mean, really realizes, when a bully realizes you're not gonna take his crap anymore, and you're actually gonna freaking put a hurt on him. Which is why when my motto, if someone bigger is fucking with me, you just look them dead in the eye and say, I don't care how big you are, I know you could fuck me up and hurt me and possibly kill me, but by the end of the night, your balls are mine. I will fucking make sure that you have no more testicles. And you mean that shit. And when that happens, you do attack them balls. Hence, the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Yeah. They might be bigger, they might be stronger, but they always have a weakness, and they'll always have something that they'll miss when it's gone. Mm-hmm. Again, why, you know? Like, they always have to, you know, and really, that's why there's humor. That's why people like Bill Hicks, he was Mr. Conductor, George Carlin, were viewed as, you know, prophets. Prophets that never took crap, and they let, you know, and they died way too early. I mean, Carlin had a long career, but if you really think about it, if you really look at it, he really just started speaking out against the government. He just started exposing the lie, the joke, as it were, that is society. I mean, hell, I personally have to get over my bullshit. Hell, I still pay taxes. Why? Because, you know what? I have no way to defend myself. You know, but I gotta follow my own advice, look them dead in the eye, and like, you know what? Go ahead, lock me up. Which means you're gonna have to pay to have me locked up for what? Not paying taxes. And I mean, you know, I still don't know how to gotta start looking into how to fight. Because, and even then, you know, any job I take, you know, they're gonna report to the IRS, and you tell them not to take out taxes, they freaking inform on you. I'm just waiting right now for the whole mass awakening for people to fucking finally realize. But hey, it might never happen, so hey, somebody's gotta lead the charge, I guess. Shit. I just hate that it has to be me, possibly. So, I mean, going back to the subject, I mean, it's just, so let me get this straight. You love fear-mongers. You need the seriousness. You need to get the anger. You need to be scared. You have to be scared in order for you to, to be convinced that it is a true Patriot Radio show. But someone that's cracking jokes trying to expose the scared. And why is Chrissy always breaking my balls? Stop breaking my balls all the time, kid. You just go with it. Damn. Just go with it. Damn it. I wrote a fucking... I sent a letter for you. So... And you... Oof. Just one day. One day. Damn. She's a spoiled brat. She's a freaking spoiled brat. Straight up. I can't do nothing. Yeah, just, you know, and this is basically, I'm like speaking to the trolls. I mean, a lot of them. I'm speaking to the trolls because, hey, some wise ass wants to low rate my show and, you know, hide in anonymity. Go ahead, you hide in anonymity because you know I'm stronger than you are. And you're not going to shut me up. Even if you keep low rating my show and making negative comments, I'm going to still continue to do what I do. Because at the end of the day, I don't have money bombs. I don't ask for donations. You know, everything I do out of my own damn pocket. Which means I have to do everything on the fucking cheap. If I can't find it for free, and if it's not affordable, I can't do it. So my operations are limited. I can't do much. Because I don't try to steal money and ask for donations. Yet, you know, a lot of these people don't see that. They get everything wrong and they think that it's all fucking honesty. Anyways, moving on. Wanted to bring back a bit that we've been doing. However, since we can't do prank calls anymore, because one of my lovely fans decided to try to get me in trouble with talk shoes, saying, "Oh, well, you can't do prank calls." Well, hey, guess what? Since Russ Dove shoots people in the face, which is a fake, which is a purely, you know, acted, scripted bit that you know, we do here at Crotch Shot Radio Show, I decided to do scripted prank calls, which means I get actors, supposedly. So let's see if this works. This is the Ruby prank call skit. All participants are actors. They are actors. This call is merely a comedic skit. So enjoy. And if anyone makes a complaint about this, they can go to hell. Because this is clearly a fake prank call.
Okay. Hello, Winnie.
Hi, just wondering, after my meal, can you give me a happy ending?
Huh?
Happy ending.
Which one?
I wanna get some fried Rottweiler lips. And after that, I want somebody to give me a rub and a tug.
Oh, hold on one second.
Okay.
Hello, Winnie?
Hi, how you doing?
Yes?
I want some fried chihuahua balls, and afterwards, can you give me a happy ending?
Wait, can you say again?
Chihuahua balls?
Huh?
Chihuahua balls?
Chihuahua balls?
Chihuahua balls?
I don't understand.
Chihuahua balls? Chihuahua balls?
I don't understand it.
Chihuahua balls? Okay, how about kitty intestine soup?
What do you say?
Kitty intestine soup.
What kind of soup?
Meow meow. You're crazy. Afterwards, can you come and play with my... Can you knock my junk around with a chopsticks, please?
What do you want? Chopsticks?
Yeah, in my balls.
You come here, okay? I don't understand what
you... No, you're supposed to come here. I want you to come here. Give me kids.
For what?
Chihuahua balls.
What do you mean, roll a ball? I don't understand it.
You don't know balls? Well, okay.
This is the Ruby Prank Call Sketch. All participants are actors. They are actors. This call is merely a comedic sketch. So enjoy. And if anyone makes a complaint about this, they can go to hell. Because this is clearly a fake prank call.
Alrighty, that was a comedic skit. So if anybody complains, oh, you can't be doing prank calls on talk show, don't worry, it wasn't a real prank call. So I would like to give a big shout out to Lucy Lee and Tuk Tuk for participating in that call. They're hilarious. Actually, they're comedians back in Bangkok. So yeah. Tuk Tuk. That's right. It wasn't a real prank call. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. It's all an illusion. Yeah, no, thank you people for saying that was a great production. In fact, why did I just fucking delete the fucking thing? Oh, man. So, wow. Today's gonna be slow, huh? Anyways, wanted to talk about all this news that we've been getting about all these unions going on nuts in Michigan, freaking leaving kids uneducated, which, you know, I guess they're better off, because guess what? The parents are gonna have to pick up the slack and start teaching their kids at home. But you know what? If I go by what's happening to Christie, oh, that'll just make them child abusers. Now, what if they start homeschooling their own children? Because the state is now is refusing to educate their kids like what they demand by law. They want them institutionalized like they're fucking little criminals, which is why they start acting like little criminals. So, I mean, I really hope that these parents are going to start stepping up and educating their own damn kids. Because, look what happens when you rely on the state. You know, now they start demanding more money that the state can't pay up. And they, you know, they're like, oh, well, you know, I don't want to pay an extra $10 into my health care. Oh, I want to make sure when I get a pension, I don't have to work no more. But, I mean, what the real issue is, why don't these states have money to pay the workers? Pay workers that they already contracted with. I'll tell you why. Because we're fighting unnecessary wars. There's unnecessary spending going on. There's a whole bunch of pork being thrown around like it's an anti-Jewish Muslim party. Come on. You know, that's what's really going on. No one's asking, oh, well, how come there's no money? Why isn't there any money? How come they don't answer this? No one answers this. They don't want to attack each other. They want to attack the governor for being a union busker. Excuse me. They want to attack the unions for being greedy. And you know what? That is true, because both sides are fucked up. Both sides of this argument are fucked up. Because the government has allowed this to go on, has allowed these unions to suck tax dollars dry, but of course but also the unions are so fucking greedy. Because I mean, outside unions, people have to pay for their own health care. They take the money right out of their paycheck. I mean, I know I used to they pay part of it. I mean, I used to pay like $50 out of every check for my health insurance and other benefits. I had to pay part of my benefits. I don't see what the fuck
fucking big deal is. No, because everybody wants a fucking free ride and screw everyone over. But again, the question is, why don't these states have the money to pay? Why? Because our money's being sucked out. Sucked out. Anyway, speaking about getting sucked out, no, hi, Christy.
Good one. Hi, Lily.
Hi.
All the neighborhood guys come here to jack off, you know?
And that's why you have a mold problem.
I heard that.
Yeah. So anyways, yes, you wanna give tips on how to be a proper parent, you know, because apparently teaching your own kids at home and keeping them from becoming institutionalized criminals is,
Well, yeah, apparently that's not allowed. I mean, I guess in my county, Prosecutor Jeff Merrill charges parents who homeschool. He calls it a compulsory school attendance. But in my opinion, I think public school is child abuse. I mean,
oh, yeah, no.
You know, we have to force them to go to school and learn a bunch of lies all day long, be bombarded with drugs and sex. And, I mean, you know, last schools I went to, they had all these big billboards and signs all over it, you know, get your vaccines, here's your condoms, are you depressed, call us, we're here to help. You know, call the police, report this. I mean, they're like jail cells. They're like concentration camps, pretty much. But, I mean, I don't understand why, as a parent, I think it's our job to raise our own children. I mean, if we're choosing to have children, we should be the ones taking the responsibility to raise them, not pawn them off on someone else. And I understand if people want to pawn them off on someone else. Okay, fine, whatever, that's your choice. But it certainly shouldn't be mandatory, and it's the complete antithesis of my views of parenting.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, you want to feel sick real quick, Christy?
Sure. What's new?
Yeah, talking about education and how, you know, kids in public school are acting because of basically of what, I don't know. I'm fucking having mush mouth now. Apparently, last week on Tuesday, hundreds of students crowded into a Boston City Council hearing Tuesday to demand more and better sex education and access to condoms.
Oh, yeah, and they wonder why I don't want to send my beautiful, innocent little girls to public school. I mean,
imagine.
Schools are, I mean, teaching 14-year-olds, you know, spit or swallow, to putting condoms on, it's garbage. I mean, kids who are going to school to learn the three R's, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, when I went to high school, goodness, I'm afraid for Samantha, though, if she made to go to high school.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, you know how a lot of the guys used to talk to the girls? They'd be like, you know, hey, baby, nice ass, you know, when you want to come to my house and fuck, you know, and shit like that. And you know what? No one deserves to be spoken to like that. Okay, no, that's a lie. So, a majority of women do not deserve to be spoken to like that.
All right, thank you. Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's just be honest. There's some women that, you know, might enjoy that sort of thing. I mean, you know. And some, you know, hey, if you make yourself a whore, you're going to be treated like a whore.
Yeah, and sometimes even if you don't act like one, you're going to be treated like one.
Yeah, that's why I say a majority of women shouldn't be spoken to.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to what I say.
I just don't think that parenting should be taken away from the parent. I mean, it's you know, I mean, just call it, I don't know, really, it's parenting. That's our job as parents, and I think more parents need to stand up and quit being threatened or scared into, oh, we better send them to school because their you're going to come get us. And, you know, meanwhile, you spend twice as much time trying to help them unlearn everything they think they learned for the day. I don't know. I mean, it's just a personal choice. And if you want to go to school, great. If you don't want to go to school, you want to learn something on your own, like the way it used to be, great. It should be our choice.
Yeah, no, I mean, exactly. I mean, but, like, I remember this from elementary school, and now listening to this, it kind of scares me. And I can't believe I still remember this. Remember this, our teacher, he said, you know, you guys, I'm like your parent because I have to take care of you, I have to teach you stuff, and I'm here, you see me more often than you see your own parents.
Yes, and it's true.
And I didn't really understand that, and until I started noticing, in fact, I had this one English teacher who, you know, you remind me a lot of. You know, she was my favorite.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
No, it's a good thing. You know, because I would have fucking slit someone's throat whoever fucked with her. But you know, she was very supportive. Very, you know, she made sure, you know, you know, she really gave a damn. And one of the last teachers that actually did give a damn about actually teaching the students correctly. And I, you know, and there were times that I would slip up and call her mom.
Aww.
I mean, that was, you know, and I would, you know, instead of calling her by, you know, Miss da-da-da, don't want to throw her name out there.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, you know, I would, you know,
Was that the woman we met on the street?
No.
Okay, all right.
No, I'm talking about my
old teacher or something too.
Oh no, yes she was, but that I'm talking about a different teacher.
Okay.
That was my third grade teacher.
Nice.
Oh, cool. All right, big shout out to TJ. He's listening right now. So, what's up? From American Resistance Movement, so big shout out, what up, big ups, all that, holler. Yeah, so, I mean, like, for you to start slipping up and say, you know, in fact, there was this one teacher, male teacher, that I would slip up and call him uncle, such as, you know, call him by the name of my other uncle. And without even thinking. So, I mean, there had to have been some sort of...
Yeah, well, you spend 8 hours a day at school with these, you know, surrogate parents, and, you know, most children are lucky to get a couple hours with their parents before they have to go to bed and, you know, wake up, rush out the door the next day, and, you know, maybe you'll see them on the weekends, but that's not my idea of parenting.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and the last thing you really want to do is, you know, when you're a kid, is spend time with the parentals. You want to go outside, you want to hang out with your peeps, because, you know, you know, it's your time to, like, relax and unwind and go buck wild and burn off some energy after, you know, you rested up, you know, after a long week of learning and drilling shit into your head, which... I don't see how anyone's able to learn, because I couldn't learn like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, constantly memorizing and drilling and drilling and drilling. For some reason, it just doesn't work for me. I learn very differently from people.
Well, isn't it interesting that they want everyone to learn the exact same things in the exact same way?
Yeah, I mean, I tried...
So we're all supposed to be little robots? Whatever happened to free thought? I mean, whatever happened to people, you know, wanted to be carpenters, or wanted to be gardeners, or wanted to... I mean, I think that children, I really believe that they should choose what, you know, because as you mentioned, you learn differently than other people, as so do I, and pretty much everyone else I know. So
yeah.
Why don't we have the freedom to choose what works for us so we can fully develop our innate power or talents, whatever they may be. But what I am convinced of is that they're not all the same. Not all 6 or 7 billion of us are supposed to be the exact same.
No, everyone has their own special talent. Everyone has something that they're good at. And, you know, me, I have to, when I study, I have to, like, dumb it down so it's easy for me to remember. That's how I learn. That's how I learn.
You should be encouraging children to find what they love and focus on that.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
Did you have any choice when you were in school?
No, no,
You had to
actually,
take the same classes as everyone else?
Well, actually, in New York, there are high schools that are, they have programs that teach you stuff like automotive repair,
They don't do that anymore, though.
Trade schools. No, there's still schools like that. There's still high schools, trade schools. But they also teach
so
you the...
So a trade school, not a high school.
No. It is a high school, but they do have a trade course. Like,
okay.
But you still have to learn your science, your math, you know, your liberal arts, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all that nonsense, and you take a standardized test. You know, that culminates, you'll have, they're called Regents exams, which is a statewide exam.
So you have to be exactly like everyone else in your state, according to their standards.
Yeah. You know, you take a math Regents, a science Regents, and if you fail the Regents, even if you pass the class, you get left back. So,
How are children supposed to develop their own unique talents when they're all shoved in a box being forced to repeat the exact same things?
There you go, vocational. You don't.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, here it is. Hey, did you guys, TJ goes, hey, did you guys hear about that poor lady, that guy suspended from her job for 3 days because she took a call from her son in Afghanistan on Valentine's Day with no pay?
No, I didn't hear about that.
No. Didn't hear about that.
From her.
That's heartless. That's like a call that ain't even frivolous, but yeah, back to the subject, I mean. You know, they really just try to stop you from, you know, being different. They're so afraid of being different. I mean, you know, one thing that always bugs me to this day is, what the fuck is up with, you know, hats? Why are they so threatened with hats in school? You can't wear a hat in school. They always snatch it off your head. And even on a cold day, they'll take a hat off your head.
It's compliance. It's conformity. Yeah. You all must conform. They just want to see what they get away with.
Yeah, I mean,
they wearing uniforms to school, gearing you up to wear uniforms in the military. That's all it is. We learn how to follow the leader and parrot what they teach us, or what not teach us, but parrot what they force us to so we can get a grade. I mean, what happens if you're in a class and you disagree with a teacher? What if they're teaching you about the so-called Civil War and you bring up, well, you know, something about Abraham Lincoln, perhaps being in the best interest of us? Or what if you question the basis?
Yeah, no, I remember in bio class, I didn't agree with evolution. Still don't agree with evolution.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more of an intelligent...
Well, things are always evolving, but so you're referring to the theory of evolution, right?
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I didn't agree with it, and I rose my hand, and I'm like, I don't agree with this. And I got sent to the principal and almost suspended for, pushing my beliefs onto the other students, which they tried to say was violating their rights to freedom of religion. That almost getting suspended for threatening to throw a cool glass of AIDS in someone's face, but that's...
Yeah, not even allowed to talk about it. It's this way or you fail. Boom.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great. So this is what life is about. We do what you tell us to do and repeat what you make us memorize in these stupid books that every single other person has to read and memorize. I mean, that just doesn't seem to leave a lot of room for free thought and growth, natural growth.
Yeah, we got Glenn Z up in the chat room. Hopefully it's the real Glenn Z and not freaking Troy from West Virginia or some other butthole freaking town.
Looks like Glenn so far.
Yeah, no, it's you know, that's the thing I've always, it's like, the thing that always like freaking pissed me off about school is the hat issue. Never understood the hat issue. They'll take your hat away. In fact, my hat was taken away from me, and it was like in the dead of winter, and I asked, can I get my hat back? It's cold outside. I need something to cover my head. They're like, you could get it back in a week or have your mother call me.
Mm-hmm.
But what did I do wrong? You were wearing it indoors. I was just coming in from the outside, and you took it before I had a chance to take it off. What, have your mother call me?
Teach you manners one way or another. And that's the whole system is based on force. And they want you to believe that it is so wonderful. You're so lucky you get to live in this beautiful, great, free country with all of these services offered, you know, with your compliance. But if it's so great, then why do they have to use force?
Exactly. I mean, it's this thing, I mean, but I'm like, I'm just taking it off. Well, you could have your mother come over here and pick it up. Or you could have your mother and father come and pick it up at the hat, and they
won't
have to sit.
How about if you just not steal my stuff? How about if you just not violate me?
Exactly. I mean, they teach you to just give up and just be like, yeah, all right, well, I guess it is what it is. Because, I mean, they just
don't complain. Respect authority. Do what you're told, little boy.
Yeah, no, because, you know, hey, I didn't want my mom coming down here because I thought I was severely in trouble. I was like, but I didn't do nothing. You know, you're thinking you didn't do nothing. I'm thinking, wait, but what did I do wrong? I don't understand what I, you know. But if you ask, what did I do wrong, that's another way of saying, you know, I guess to them, they think that's, like, how dare you ask me a question? Oh, not on top of that, you have to stay for detention.
Yeah, curiosity killed the cat, right? This is how it is because I said so.
Yeah.
Conform.
Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Conform, monkey, conform!
What do you do about it, though? I mean, you started out at the beginning of the show talking about how we shouldn't succumb to all these fears, and, you know, that's another one. People are fearing homeschooling their children because they're afraid they're going to end up in my position or whatever, but you know, if I'm not the only one, I mean, they can't possibly jail everyone. And eventually, you know, people standing up, look, if the little people stood up, we wouldn't be so little, okay? Show a backbone, okay? If you're going to let these so-called authorities make decisions for you, then what kind of life are you living? You're not really living much of a life if you don't have the opportunity to follow your true heart's desires. So when are we going to stand up? Are we just going to keep sitting back and complaining about, you know, things being taken away? Or are we going to stand up and do it?
Yeah, no, I mean, the only, that's fucked up. I mean, I don't mean to laugh, but fucking Benny's getting at Glenn. he's like, you should change your name to We Are Boring. Benny's just a fucking hater. He's a hater. That's all he does. He just sits there. He's just
he
playing.
Loves you.
He's a fucking
hater. Loves you.
Yeah. Louis is the man. I acknowledge him. We got a big old lingo. Crotch rat. What?
Crotch rat shot.
What?
Speak English, man. See, that's the products of public education. That's what we get.
I don't know what TRS stands for. Oh, Crotch Shot Radio. Yes. Yeah, no, I saw Yeah, if you go to WeAreChangeNewJersey.com, spelled out, you can see the link to Crotch Shot Radio. I really appreciate it.
Nice.
So, I mean, we got
We Are Change.
The real We Are Change. Yeah, we also got a link to We Are Change New Jersey. Go when you see look you see contributors, you click on the contributors, and it takes you to the site. They redid the site. It's lovely. It's lovely.
Awesome.
And Benny, you know, he gets at people, but you know what? Glenn has more value in society than he does, because I mean, Benny is just nothing but a genetic shit log. I mean, that's what it is. That's all he is. He's just a walking, straight up pile of shit. I mean,
true. He has a great accent.
Yeah, well, he's a pile of shit with a Bronx accent. Yeah, that's all he is. I mean, you know,
he's got more. Yeah, he's got more than just you're saying. You gotta give him credit. He has a nice voice.
You know, he walks around, you know, he stinks up the joint like a piece of shit. And then he goes home.
He's smoking a joint? Well, there, another one in his favor.
Yeah, he's not smoking a joint. Yeah. He's too lame. He's too lame to fucking smoke a joint.
Oh, you're right. He sucks. Okay.
He does. Massively. And I always gotta slap him down. He calls me, starts trying to break my balls. And then I turn around, give him a diss, and he goes away, starts crying, and he's out of control. So basically,
he's looking for approval. Just say nice things to him, and he'll go away.
No, you gotta be mean. You gotta be mean to him. You gotta, really tell him the truth that his mom
doesn't
love him.
I like Benny. I'm not gonna be mean to him. You're mean to everyone, though. So what's new? I mean, how does he know? How would anyone know that this meanness is special or even deserved?
Oh, speaking of which. funny thing happened to me. Someone added me on Facebook. That's not the funny thing, obviously. No shit. There was this chick that apparently when I was 17, I was dating her over the phone. Yeah.
Apparently? What, you don't remember? You blacked out?
Yeah, pretty much. I don't remember this shit at all. I'm like, really? Who the fuck are you? Well, she... And that's how I answered. I'm like, who the fuck are you? She's like, oh, we used to talk on the phone. And I look at her, I'm like, oh, yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, her... You know what? Fuck it. Let me mention her name. Her name is Jessica Garcia. Oh, man.
Is she hot?
Nope. She's messaging me, and she's married with a kid.
Oh. Well, maybe she just wants to be a friend. There's nothing wrong with that, hooking up with people from the past.
Yeah, no, it's whatever. I mean, it started off fun. I'm like, hi, I don't know if you remember me, but we talked a long, long time ago. LOL. I lived in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. We kind of dated over the phone. Well, hope you remember me.
How do you kind of date over the phone, though? I'm sorry. Teach me something, please.
Dude, that was just, if that's true, I was the most pathetic human being on the face of the fucking planet. I must have been, like, really horny and hoped that there was a future with this bitch.
Maybe she's a listener, and maybe you didn't kind of have a relationship with her over the phone yet.
Yeah, well, you know, if
maybe she's
she
programming
is,
you.
Yeah, if she is, she realized that Louis B. will fucking spit the hot fires if he has to. I was like, oi, did I really ever do that? Damn, I was pathetic back then. Mira esta vaina, look at this shit.
What if she's just the same thing, and she was just reaching out to you for some kind of closure?
Yeah, she's like, pathetic because you were talking to me? No, pathetic because I tried to date over the phone, and you're married, so relax. You know, meaning, what I meant by that is, like, don't be offended now because you're married. Why the fuck do you care, you know?
I still can't get over that, though. How do you kind of date over the phone? Did you,
I don't know.
Phone sex, kind of, or what?
Shit, I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't remember her from a hole in a wall. So it must have not been...
Why you can't get a second date?
Well, why? Because, I don't remember...
Maybe you had a whole bunch of first dates, and you just don't even remember.
Well, maybe because they're not that rememberable, because freaking chicks are fucking full of shit sometimes.
That's true. I don't think I can remember all the men I've dated.
Yeah, well, yeah, the millions. I mean, and Christy, I mean, you have
millions.
Date, like... You have, like, a new date, like, almost every hour.
All the neighborhood guys come here to jack off, you know?
Yes, that's true. Yes.
I mean, I went to your house one day, and I'm like, Christy, what's that snowman doing here? It's not made out of snow. Aw.
Yeah, he's just a fixture here.
Yeah.
It was a statue of you, actually, and then it just turned white somehow.
Yeah. So, I mean, I couldn't even sit on your couch.
They
so
too. They think you're hot. They don't come here to jack off to me. They want to look at you.
Yeah, no. That is not, that is a lie on top of a lie.
Yeah.
Lies,
there's not many other lies preceding it.
That is a lie. That's too much. That's a bollocks. I call Operation Bravo Sierra. Anyways, back to this. So she goes, oh, LOL, okay. We did live kind of far. And met on the net. Plus, that would make me pathetic, too. And that I'm not, nor ever was. I think I know I'm married, and LOL, I don't mean I'm a... Let anyone put me down. I'm relaxed. And I'm like, and of course I'm like, okay, nigga. And she's like, nigga? Okay, well, not nice catching up with your stupid ass. You were a lot nicer and more fun back then. Now you're pathetic. Delete me from your list. Thanks. Whatever, I didn't
click delete.
Yeah, apparently. Apparently not, and apparently she thought me calling, saying K nigga meant I was trying to disrespect her. I was actually trying to shovel her off anyways, so this kind of worked out in my favor. I was like, whatever, I didn't mean nothing by it, but okay, I have grown up a lot, I've grown a lot meaner. You have no value in my life, so have a nice life, okay?
Oh, man.
I don't know what the fuck your problem is. I wasn't insulting you. I was calling myself pathetic when I was younger for trying to have a relationship over the phone. But fine, you requested me. I didn't search for your ass. The fuck you doing looking up guys you spoke to when you're married? What kind of woman are you now? I hope your man finds out what type of woman you are and leaves your ass for a beautiful woman. You fucking believe.
Maybe she was just feeling sentimental and wanted to check on people she went to school with.
I didn't go to school.
Because she contacted you doesn't mean she wants to cheat on her husband.
Well, I didn't go to school with her, apparently. I don't recognize her from Adam. And plus, she looked like that bunny from Wallace and Gromit. That huge bunny.
Well, maybe it's a fake profile and it's a total lie to begin with.
Yeah, well, you know, either way, that person's out of my life, and I'm like, you fucking delete me, you whore. Already did, fucking retard, now stop writing me. Good, now go fuck yourself. Good, now go fuck yourself, you crazy cunt.
Wow. Your growth never ceases to amaze me.
Yeah, you know,
I'm so proud of you. You've just really, tempered down and, become, you know, just really became a being of love and light everywhere you go. And
I fucking try. All right, we got a caller here, non-member. What's up? Who's a non-member? And they hang up.
Maybe that was her.
Yeah, whatever. All right. I really hope she's listening.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
Maybe her husband is, though.
Yeah, I mean... So I'm like, I didn't even recognize her. I'm like, okay, well... Yeah. Benny, I'm fucking ashamed. I'm ashamed that you call yourself Italian. Because you're not Italian. You're a fucking ignorant-ass nigga. Really, stop eating spaghetti and start eating fried chicken and drinking malt liquor. And hopefully someone will show you mercy and fucking hang your ass on a tree.
Yeah, and you know what? Make that two malt liquors and send me one.
You like malt liquor? Really? You like malt liquor? Really?
Hey! I was a kid once. High school kids grow up on that, or 19-year-olds get the, what, Mickey's 8-Ball, or whatever that is, or...
I was so
fucking... I forget what it's called.
First time I ever tried Colt 45, I was the most angriest person in the world. I was like...
800, isn't that what it is?
Yeah, we got... God. Okay, who's calling?
The Jews did 9/11, and Martin Luther King was a nigger that killed all the Jews along with Hitler. They were in cahoots with Freedom Fighter Jim and Louis B.
Well, okay.
And Louis B's a Zionist type Jew nigger faggot.
Wow.
With a small penis and one leg.
I was just exposed.
And the woman on the phone, the sexually ambiguous woman on the phone is Adrian Lamo. She's a fed.
Sexually ambiguous, Christy. I'm going to use that one now.
But I want to know, how do you know about Louis B's dick size, though? Is there like a video? Do you have documented evidence?
Yeah, I hate when they fucking spy on me like that, man. You know, that's private time.
Well, maybe it was one of those other people you kind of had a relationship with. Maybe you forgot about this guy, Louis.
What?
Yeah,
I don't remember. I don't remember much. Oh, okay. Well, anyway, sir.
Attention, Walmart customers. All black people, leave the store now.
Well, see, I don't make the rules, sir. Goodbye. There you go.
Oh my goodness, that was great.
So, yeah.
They like you. You have fans. I think it's wonderful.
I'm like, all right, whatever. It's like, really? All right, well.
I want that video, though. I want to know how he knows the size of your cock.
Why do you want to see my cock?
He's the one that called into your show, making all these allegations, and you know, a lot of people talk stuff and don't back it up, so I just wanted to know how he knows.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know. Shit, if he has a picture of it, I'd be like, what? I mean, I would have to start scanning my room, the bathroom, you know, to see if there are any cameras.
Maybe he's just talking shit.
Well, yeah, no, that's more likely it. You know, he's talking shit because, you know, he has nothing better to do but to fantasize about my penis. And he hangs
out. Well, I told you, all those guys over here, they love that Louis B. statue.
Yeah, I know.
Not all the guys like to jack off to you.
You know, don't I know it? Oh, everyone that wants to hate me or kick my ass secretly just wants to fuck me. That's what it comes down to, because that's what they all say.
It's true all the time.
All the time. They all want to fucking bang me out, you know. They want to freaking get on their knees and worship my balls and my penis.
Mm-hmm.
Like Benny's just mad because he sits there like a dog with his mouth open waiting for a bone, and I will not allow him to blow me.
He's doing better. He used to cry, you know, call me and cry every night about it, but he's kind of getting over it.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey! You're back on.
Admit that you're a fucking Puerto Rican kike. You make your life easier and you make everybody else's life easier.
Well, at least you got it half right. I am Puerto Rican. But sir, do you know how I know you're gay? You have to wear a fucking tampon.
Of course I'm gay. I'm fucking Adrian Lamo.
Damn it.
Don't you know that?
Adrian Lamo.
Well,
she's
sexually
ambiguous, so it doesn't even matter what the fuck she says. She's in the same boat.
Well, dude, your asshole is so fucking stretched out, you have to wear a fucking tampon to keep from shitting yourself.
Basically.
Basically.
It's like this lady here. I'm sure she's got, like, some fucking wife, and she's got a bunch of fucking pet cats, and she probably eats the cat food with the cats.
Actually, I make the cat food.
Shut up, bitch.
And
shut up, bitch. You're not allowed to.
It's healthy.
Really? Really? I mean, he was such on such a roll. Fuck. Fucking Aunt Jemima on the box looking bitch. Hey, get out of here with this shit. Shoo! 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 Okay, beat it. Oh, man.
So what's his fascination with Adrian?
Get out of here. Well, what happened?
What's his fascination with Adrian Lamo?
I don't know.
Maybe it's him, and he's just trying to give himself free advertisement.
Yeah, that's probably more than likely it, you know,
Adrian, you're a hacker. Stop calling.
I mean, I do have to admit he's getting better with his pranks. He's getting a lot better. They're starting to make me chuckle a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, good work, guys.
Yeah.
Maybe they're listening to the show.
Yeah, well, you know, I would like to acknowledge the NSA for listening to my show and sending people to try to bug with me. Oh, man, got 2 minutes left of the show. I think the show went well.
I like the caller.
Yeah.
you're worried about the video. You're afraid it's going to get out, huh?
What video? There is no video. The only video that's probably out there that I don't want out is me fucking this dude's mother. and only because I don't want them stealing my special finishing move.
I understand. Yes, because you want his mom to keep coming back to you.
Exactly. I don't need no one else knowing my secret, how I do what I do. I do this. I'm like a fucking Super Saiyan. When it comes to, well, actually, you wouldn't get that joke because you haven't seen that cartoon. Yeah. Ha-ha. For the geeks that are listening, I fucking turn blonde hair, blue-eyed when I power up and when I'm laying down some pipe. But you don't know my technique, so you won't know. Anyway, she's calling back in again. What do you want?
Maybe after Cialis, you fucking Puerto Rican nigger.
It's not Cialis. It's Platanos, rice, and beef, and chicken. And
you're
roast
a fucking dirty
pork.
Thick roll in the fucking mud.
You sound Hispanic yourself.
Dirt, nigger.
You sound Hispanic yourself, you silly bastard.
Well, you've got it all wrong. TJ and Freedom Fighter Jim are going to put it in your ass while you're sleeping, because that's how you roll.
That is not how I roll. You can ask your mother, because I put it in her ass.
Oh.
Can somebody put something in this dude's mouth? My zipper is stuck.
Oh, you really
shoo! Shoo! Beat it.
So you basically just admitted that you're in childbirth. That was a kind of gay thing to say, dude.
No, what, child porn? Yeah, whatever.
Just admit it.
when you fucking pose naked with your fucking tiny penis, it is probably could be mistaken for child porn. Stop fucking sending me your picture.
Okay, gentlemen. Well, I want to know, why does the caller hate you so much? Can you tell us?
Yeah, why do you hate? Why do you hate?
Excuse me?
Why do you hate me so much?
Why are you so upset with Louie?
Because he was involved in 9/11. He helped plan it. We had a conversation a while back, and he admitted it. Why do you think he censors Jews? He doesn't want to discuss Jews on his show.
You're saying that Louis helped plan 9/11?
Yes, along with all of the other Jews in the world.
And what was Louis's role?
Well, he basically just, like, gave everybody handjobs while they were writing shit down.
I'm sorry, what was that?
He gave all the Jews handjobs while they were writing, like, important shit down.
Oh, yeah, no, seriously, that is
I have all the documents. I'm going to put it on
YouTube. You have documents that Louis gave Jews handjobs while they were working on 9/11?
Yeah, basically. He fun.
My question is, I kind of know who you are.
You gave your money to Al-Qaeda.
You're fucking PSYOP 666, aren't you, on YouTube, huh?
Maybe, or maybe not. I'm Adrian Lamo. YouTube.com/AdrianLamo.
Fucking bitch ass.
Puerto Rican bitch. Now you're angry, aren't you? You know why? Because you were...
Shut up.
Hit to get the fuck out, ho.
Oh, you're from fucking 4chan. That's a 4chan. What the fuck is wrong? Hit to get the fuck, really?
No, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking about...
Come on. Really? You're gonna start quoting 4chan? Come on, pedo bear. Stop being funny. Come on. What's wrong? Why are you trolling? Why are you trolling? Aren't you what? Because
I'm getting the word
you
out.
You are trolling. You're trolling. You're a troll.
Puerto Rican.
You're a troll.
Puerto Rican Jew.
Why? You know what? Is the preschool that you live next to? Why? Because you're a sex offender. You're such a sex offender. You can't live next to a fucking school. Come on.
Is it by religion? Is it by marriage? Is it by blood? Oh, are we not allowed to know that? I'm sorry, I just want to understand. Okay, so there is no answer. He's just a Jew, but... Okay.
You have to understand. Louis doesn't make any sense, so you gotta cut him off. Now, what I'm trying to get my point across, I'm saying Louis B. was involved in 9/11. And you enjoyed it, and you funneled your money.
The person you're trying to reach is drunk. Please try your call again.
No, really, I have a serious question, though. Is it because, is he a Jew by marriage, by religion, by blood, by...
Blood, by dirty Jew blood with gold particles in it.
Yeah, but I like to eat roast pork. Come on, what's wrong with you?
Louis, come on, quiet. Come on, I want to talk, faggot. So is it by his
Adrian Nemo, spit bomber.
It's PJ!
Hey, why are you harassing Louis?
This isn't harassing, I'm getting the word out to the world that he was involved in 9/11.
Why don't you, listen, we've been doing, man, that's ridiculous. That's like something that like clowns talk about. Listen, we've been doing a lot of research on you, dude. We've been actually tracking you.
Sounds kind of erotic when you think about it.
Yeah, you're getting turned on to the fact that we're getting close to pinning you down, you freak?
Yeah, it sounds like.
Yeah, the Armed Counterintelligence Group is all over your ass.
Is the council on me, too?
No, not the council, dude. The counterintelligence group. Listen, we know you're hate trackers, dude. We just got to get enough information to prove it.
Okay. Have fun with that.
What's that?
I said, have fun with that. I'm not hate trackers.
You know why I know you're hate trackers? Because when you were calling me, like, for, like, 6 months straight, and when you finally said, oh, trying to convince me that you wanted to work for the American Resistance Movement as a black hat hacker, and I was like, listen, dude, I don't do that shit. ARM doesn't do that. All we do is collect, you know, evidence on people talking shit about other people. And you just went off saying, oh, if you want, I'll take down the hate tracker site and you see that I can do this. And you actually did go over there, and the hate tracker site did go down. But then when I asked you to show me more proof on your own will, nothing that I'm telling you to do, just you want to do it on your own, you couldn't. So
I
that proves right there. Hold on. Kid, I really hate being interrupted before I'm done talking. Uh-huh. That right there proves that you are, in fact, the hate tracker entity, because you were able to disable your own website to try to trick me, because you think that my brain is like Neanderthal and doesn't work properly.
You're Hispanic, aren't you? Isn't that like kind of how it works?
What's
you
that?
Sound Latino, you stupid twit.
He is. He claims he's Colombian and that he's Adrian Lamo, but I know he's
I'm
not Colombian.
Adrian Lamo.
But if you were Adrian Lamo, you wouldn't waste your time.
Yes, I would. I want to hack her arm. And Norm Olsen, your best friend.
You see? That's how I know you're hate trackers, because now you're mentioning Norm Olsen. You are mentioning keywords that if you put them all together, it brings up your site, hatetrackers.com.
No, not necessarily. It brings up...
Yeah, you are. You just said Norm Olsen. What does Norm Olsen have to do with any of the conversation that we were just talking about?
You know. You know your affiliation,
no.
Olsen.
Oh, I have, yeah, the only thing I got with Norm Olsen is that when I tried to tell him to stop making everything into a freaking Bible scripture, I was banned and labeled an atheist and all of this other crap because I don't think everything should be attached with the Bible scripture. That's ridiculous. That's religious fanaticism, religious, like, zealots and shit, like some kind of crusaders and shit. That's the only problem that I have with Norm Olsen.
What does that have to do?
Why do you keep changing the subject? You see, all you're doing...
I'm not
gathering information for your stupid little blog. And then you keep calling Louis B. a fucking CIA agent that was involved in 9/11. No one believes that. No one.
Everybody believes it. The people who are intelligent on this show, well, there aren't many because they're listening to it to begin with. But he's a Jew. And
Louis is a Jew. Louis is a fucking Puerto Rican.
Yes, and he was involved.
Why do you gotta say fucking Puerto Rican, GJ?
I'm sorry,
damn.
I have a fucking mouth. I really apologize.
Well, you're a fucking Puerto Rican, and you're like some other like.
Can I just be a plain Puerto Rican? I mean,
how about this? You're a good Puerto Rican.
Thank
Are you.
You
black too?
Am I what black?
Not you, man. The you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get in between like you and the little love affair that you have for him.
Oh, we can have a threesome if you want.
That's okay, but it's obvious that you have like some kind of like real attachment to Louis because this has been going on for all.
Me out. There's four of us here, man.
Shut up,
yeah. Hey, man, don't be disrespecting women around me, dude. Because I just told Louis to like disconnect you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude. What's the point in disrespecting women when there's no reason for you to do that?
Because I'm talking. Men take priority over women.
No, that's not true. That's the chauvinist mentality that has been destroyed in this country along with racial boundaries.
Yeah,
I don't know why you continue to try to promote that. Why do you, well, you know what? Your application for arm hacking has been denied because your beliefs are not in accordance with the Constitution of America and the civil rights movements that have come since then.
All
so
the
fuck off.
Snitch on people. Why can't you hire me? I've only snitched on Bradley Manning once.
You haven't snitched on anybody, dude. You're a fucking... Dude, let me ask you a question, man. Are you, like... Honestly, I know you're hate trackers. Do you have, like, some kind of mental condition that you should be taking medication for?
I wasn't a psych ward. I'm Adrian Lamo.
You were what? You were on what? Lithium?
No, I was in the psych ward. The government gave me medication, and I'm all better now.
So then, what basically, are you doing this because you get off or something?
I'm Adrian Lamo.
Like, what you do for fun?
No, it's
Adrian Lamo. I love calling Louis.
Shut up, Paul. I'm speaking.
Oh my God.
Answer a question, you stupid fuck.
I lost my backpack, and the cops took me to a psych ward, and then the government gave me medicine.
Yeah, I can Google Adrian Lamo also, and I can read all that off of there too.
Did that turn you on?
No.
What a stupid fuck. Come on.
Yeah,
really?
It is. Louis, how long has he been doing this, bro?
Oh, he's been doing it on and off for, I would have to say, at least 6 months.
It's got to be more than a year now.
Yeah. I tried being nice. I tried telling TJ I want to hack for arm, and the council denied me.
No, you want a whack off arm.
You screaming in the background like. So hard to even have a conversation with him.
Who, with me? Yeah, sometimes, yeah, that's true. I concede, I give you that.
How does that
But hey, I'm pretty calm right now, aren't I?
Well, compared to what?
To whatever you're trying to describe me as, dude, I don't know. You know, I actually been wanting to talk to you. The thing is that since you always call me with spoof numbers, you like calling me with Louis' number. You spoof me with Louis' number.
I would never do that. I don't even know.
You're lying. Stop lying.
That's
Come
illegal.
On. Look, we're all
That's
on
against
here.
The law.
You are lying because I recorded the video.
We can make this so much
I recorded the video. I recorded the video when you last called. So it's on YouTube.
The video when I called. How did you do that?
I pointed the video camera to my phone while you were on speaker, stupid.
Why wouldn't you just use, like, digital recorder or something that doesn't need video?
Because I don't have a fucking digital recorder, you fucking dick. Well, why don't you buy me one?
You could use your computer, too.
I just want to know why Adrian Lama is so interested in Louis
V. Yeah, why do you always calling my show with nonsense? And you're not
you.
I'm trying to bring the truth to light.
What was that? I missed that.
He's in love with you. He's got a crush on you. Adrian Lamo is bisexual.
Jesus Christ. No. I am not interested in you.
There you go. You see? Now he's told you he's not interested in you. Go away.
No. I want him to admit that he's a Jew and that he was involved in 9/11.
But I eat roast pork. I mean, come on. I like pork chops.
Dude, not only that, but I've heard from many people, from different people that have called me throughout the years, that it was done by an Israeli group, like actual Israelis that went into the building.
No, it actually wasn't. It actually was all the
day before.
In the United States.
All the Jews in the United States.
That and
Louis snuck up into the building in the middle of the night and he planted C4 all over the building.
Oh,
right?
Man, it was niggers. They were tap dancing on top of the
video. That's true.
it was a combination of niggers and niggers.
It was
the Jews planned it and the niggers orchestrated it. You see, they were tap dancing on the roof of the Twin Towers, and then nigger sweat just was, like, dripping all down the fucking building, and it caused it to collapse and catch on fire, because their sweat is fucking ass.
Oh, God. All right, hold on. Dude, that joke sucks. Hold on.
No, but you know why it's good that you let him talk? Because I can figure out by later repeat, like, bringing back the recording, comparing it to the way that Haytracker writes, and it's the same fucking guy.
It actually isn't. That's the funny part about it.
Yeah, okay, and that's the fuck. You know what? I'm going to figure you out, and eventually I'm just going to prove it. I'm just buying
well,
my time.
I don't think this is Haytracker, because he would have known my name.
He's just, he's like that. He's just playing games. He's acting like he doesn't. He knows exactly who you are. He's just a moron. He likes to do this. He gets his rocks off of this.
Well, actually, you called in when I was here, so you might be getting something off of it, too.
And he just set off the alarm.
Cunt! 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 Cunt!
Really?
Well, look, I gotta get out of here because I actually got a little motivated to create a radio show tonight. I'm gonna start a little radio show later on.
Okay, I just got a phone call from Craigslist. You got electrician work to do. Go do it.
Yeah, you see, that's why I know that you're Haytrackers. Because you're the only person, you keep putting keywords together that are part of your blogs.
Actually, no, it's on Craigslist. You can search it.
Yeah, but the only person that actually talks about that is Haytrackers. No one else talks about my business except for Haytrackers and now, apparently, you.
I know who you are, though. You're not really PJ. This is a front. You're really Christy. She's out for
you.
Oh, she's your kid.
You see, I told you, it's Haytrackers, man. This is what he does.
Why do you be your kids, Christy?
You're such a horrible human being.
Really, really, dude, you're gonna hit below the belt like that? You shut up, because you know what? You're a fucking coward, because you wouldn't say this to nobody's face, which is the hilarious thing. You wouldn't say this shit to no one's face.
He's gonna get a
Tracker says that they're exposing niggers, but they call into shows calling people niggers and Jews and drivelling tonight?
Don't use that word. He's African American. We don't like the N-word.
Don't steal my joke.
It's kind of comedic that you're using.
Shut up, bitch.
All of your calls have been your hate.
This is an American.
You know, completely disrespectful.
How come you never post about Louis on your little hate track?
Encourage him, TJ. Damn.
I'm not. I'm just curious because he calls it so much.
You want to choose?
I'm not trying to. At this point, he's like purposely not talking about
you. He's brown. We don't like that shit.
Oh, I see.
But wait a minute. But TJ, isn't brown as me.
No, you're probably a lot nigger, a lot more nigger than him.
For me?
Actually, it depends on how much sun I get during the summer.
I'm half Italian and half Cuban, so I do have black in me, yes.
Yeah, but I bet his mother, this dude's mother has more black in her after that gangbang last night. Everybody, let's point and laugh at him. Aha!
Yay!
Is that what happened to you?
He's a product of a... Dude, you're a product of a gang rape.
You're a product of a Jewish society. A lesbian and gay Jewish society. And all you gotta do is admit it.
Well, at least the lesbian side, because I like to eat a vagina.
Well, you do have a vagina, so I guess, yeah, that would make you a lesbian.
Really? How do you
see,
know?
Dude, it's hate trackers. I can tell by the way that he responds. It's him.
It's just really funny that it's not hate trackers, and you really...
Let me ask you a question. You called me, like, 8 months ago, maybe like a year ago, bro. I don't know. I saved your voicemail forever because I was going to add it to a court case. I had some charges that I'm filing against your stupid ass. And there was some old guy that was screaming in the background while you were trying to, like, say something, saying... Louis Breeze is a CIA agent, Jew, all the crap you're saying right now, but there was some old guy screaming in the background. Who was that?
Oh, that was Jesus.
Oh, my God. Come on. Let's be real.
No,
is that
really.
Wayne Fuller, was that Wayne Fuller screaming in the background?
Yeah, it was Jesus.
Huh?
It was Wayne Fuller.
You see? I knew it. Fucking knew it. It's got to be this. It's got to be hate trackers. It's got to be, unless you're just, like, messing with my head now.
Why would I do something like that?
Yeah, see, it's got to... You know what this guy did, Louis? One day he told me that he was going to meet me at the fucking Wendy's that's by my house.
And I went there, and you were not there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Whatever you say, dude.
Yeah, but didn't you tell me that you met this guy, though?
No.
It was in a shack you met him?
No.
Oh, yeah, that was that one time, but he didn't like talking about it.
What?
Shaq. Behind his house.
You're fucking crazy, dude. What are you getting out of this? So what is it you're trying to do? Okay, your goal here is to expose Louis B. as what?
A Zionist who had a role in 9/11.
How the hell am I a Zionist if I'm also getting fucking trolled by a Zionist?
I didn't say I was a Jew.
Of course you are.
How the hell am I, how the hell am I...
I meet you in whatever third world country you live in, or city, third world city, probably suit it better. And then we'll both put gold enzymes in our mouth, and whoever's mouth the gold enzymes dissolve in, that's the Jew.
Really?
Do you realize the shit that this guy comes up with?
Yeah, I know, but the thing is, it's not even funny.
What I hear is coming from him.
Yeah.
Dude,
but I mean, the explicit and colorful way.
Gold. It's like vampire tires with blood, but Jews have enzymes in their saliva that break down gold and give them energy. They're like,
you also but dude, you also have special enzymes in your stomach that break down cum, which is why you haven't ended up like fucking Little Kim and fucking had to have your stomach pumped out. I mean, come on, dude, what's wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Dude, freaking, you get impaled, man. Seriously, it's like you end up looking like a pig on a spit get on the fucking rotisserie, dude. Come on.
Does that turn you on?
No, not really.
Not what I heard.
That's what you, what you heard is a fucking lie because, nigga, I'm 100% straight.
No, because you're a Jewish reptile.
Really?
A Jewish reptile now.
All the Jews are fucking reptiles.
You and B eat 6 live chickens a day.
Nigga, I piss excellence and I shit thunder.
Why do you hate so much? Why do you hate Jews?
I never said I hated
in general.
I never said I hated anybody.
Yeah, dude, you hate Jews, you hate women, you hate niggers, you hate a whole bunch of
I
shit.
I track hate. I don't hate. I track it.
You track it? You just fucking admitted it then.
No. I'm just saying I track hate. I don't hate.
Yeah, you track hate because you're... Yeah, dude.
By the way,
you're
you
can
by the way, you could quote me as saying I piss excellence and I shit thunder. So.
That's cool.
I'm awesome.
No, you just cut off, and you're a Jew.
No, he's not. Hey, listen, now that you've admitted that you're HR,
can
you do me a favor? I want you to do me one favor, dude. I'm going to get off this call right now. I want you to do me a favor. That picture you got of me and your... I don't care if you...
I know
you
what fucking hate trackers. I don't know what you're
You do whatever you want. You write about me whatever you want. I really don't care. It's all a bunch of lies. It brings me a bunch
of
publicity.
Oh, you want that picture replaced with a nudie one?
Huh?
I said, you want your picture replaced with a naked one you sent me?
Listen, I'll send you a picture if you want.
I know you.
I
know
would
you
really
would
rather
That's a funny
you
thing.
Change
I know
that
you
picture. I don't have a beard anymore. Can you put
about,
a more
what
recent
about a
picture
of the council, like holding hands or whatever you guys do in the
yeah,
council.
We can all be holding hands while we're wearing tights and a nice little rainbow going up arcing behind us. How about that? Does that turn
That'd
you on?
Perfect. Just get. Just make
I think
you should
use the one of us in the threesome.
Whoa, hey, watch your mouth.
See, that's why women should not be allowed to talk. They're fucking stupid.
So,
you know, dude, you are just, we're laughing at you, not with you. You haven't said a funny joke once. It's like laughing at a retard, like, falling and hurting itself. It's like, oh, look how stupid he is. Oh, bless his heart.
A lot, actually.
Yeah, of course you're laughing. You're laughing at your own jokes because that's what retards do. You pick your nose, and you laugh at the booger, and then you put it in your mouth, and you know what? You just had your fun for the day. I mean, that's your PlayStation 3 is jerking off and freaking picking your ass and your nose with the same finger, and then walking around with your freaking pants up to your nipples and fucking crashing into shit and falling down. And just enjoying your wonderful
were you
world
picturing
of
all
stupidity.
That in your head as you were saying it?
When I'm picturing you with a fucking those haircuts where you put a pan on someone's head and you just shave around it? You have that retarded fucking mo look to you, dude. Come on, you mongoloid. I mean, you're not funny.
I would much rather
you're
be
a fucking, coward. You're a fucking coward. You're a fucking coward. You won't fucking face no one face to face. Dude, I fucking... Yeah, whatever.
Who the fuck?
You are a fucking pussy. Shut up. You're a fucking pussy because you know what, dude? If you really had real balls, you would fucking go up to either me or fucking TJ and start and fucking talk all that bullshit. Instead of calling up, spoofing phone numbers, you know, while fucking jerking off to our pictures, because that's what you do. That's what you do. You fucking have fantasized about us. And right now, you got a rod in your pants right now while talking to me. So I hope you enjoy this. So, dude, yeah, you do. Of course you do, because you're a fucking faggot.
Yeah, man.
And you know what? And you know what? And you know that old saying... People accuse those of what they are themselves. So basically, you're calling me a Jew, Zionist shit. Hey, maybe you're the one who's behind 9/11.
It's on WikiLeaks.
Yeah, whatever. It's on WikiLeaks. Yeah. Yeah, if you had the balls, you would say it to my face. But you don't. You're a little boy. All right? You're a little boy. You love a boy, and you fucking, yeah, go ahead. You're all smart. Come on, come meet me then. Come meet me.
I dare you.
I challenge you to a fucking fist fight.
Is that a threat?
No, it's not a threat. It's a challenge. It's up to you to take it up. Yeah, you wish it was a threat. I don't threaten.
Don't Puerto Ricans fling their shit like monkeys, though?
That is not true.
Dude, where I live, we have a lot of Puerto Ricans, and they fling their shit all the time. Like, and they, like, scream.
Well, if you're by shit you're referring to you, I'll be flinging you around.
No, like fecal matter.
Yeah. No, but you are fecal matter, because you stink, and you're fucking sucking the life out of this
fucking
show.
I'm a homeless
guy. Anyways. Yeah, whatever. You're a pussy.
Well, it's all a matter of perspective.
Yeah, you're a pussy. No. It's actual fact because you're hiding behind your anonymity.
See, I'll admit it. Yeah, whatever. I'm an Obama, but you're a Jew. You won't admit your involvement in 9/11.
Well, hey, you know what? You're a fucking dumbass. So, dude, anyways, either face me or shut the fuck up, okay? Do we have a deal? Face me or shut the fuck up.
Well, how about this?
No, there is no how about this. Anyways, that was fun.
Wow.
That was fun.
Yeah, dude, forgot his Wheaties this morning.
Yeah, dude, you know, what a fucking coward-ass bitch. Yeah. Again, either face me or shut the fuck up. If you can't fucking say shit to my face, you don't fucking exist. And that will be the last time I allow that cocksucker on this show. Because I've been playing around with him a little bit, you know, for far too long, letting him on, talk his shit. It's like, no.
Now you know why. It's because you're involved in 9/11 and he's tracking hate, he said.
Oh, well. All right. I wonder who I hate. Well, I do. I hate him.
Him?
Yeah, besides him, yeah. Okay, let's, that's a lie. I hate a lot of people. Anyways, with that, that was fun. Come back tomorrow for another exciting installment of the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Tomorrow's tomorrow's a special episode, because we're going to teach kids not to do drugs.
Yeah, it's so like, we have a good example of what happens if you do from tonight's show.
Yeah, that's what happens when you do not properly punch a woman in the stomach.
Hey!
I'm just saying, you know, that had to happen. I mean,
man,
if you want to,
he's right.
Dude, all I'm saying is if his daddy would have fucking paid the $600 to have him aborted, or freaking properly execute a proper falcon punch to his mother's uterus, we wouldn't be dealing with this bullshit today. So with that said.
That's a good case for forced abortion, I guess.
It is. Man.
And stay away from drugs.
Yeah, don't do drugs, especially if you're pregnant. And if you're going to do drugs, give some to your dumbass kid.
Oh, goodness. Anyway. Okay, wow, that was fun. Good night.
Good night. This has been the Crotch Out Radio Show.